Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hello.
Hello. Tuesday morning, March 1st. Hey.
Oh, May Day.
Check that out. May 1st.
May 1st.
Right, thank you. Almost halfway through the first part of the year.
Ugh, damn.
5-1, everyone. Anyway, so by now you know that Sarah's not here for... At least you don't hear her. She's not here.
Her big mouth is not shouting out.
Uh-huh. So the deal, I guess, is this. I can't see how the poison oak is related to her
tummy.
Tummy or her passing out at the pharmacist.
Oh, right. Hey, will you bring my phone, please?
I didn't get that note.
I know.
She passed out
it was
the pharmacist?
Apparently. So here's what happened. I had the craziest day yesterday. All right. So Sarah left here kind of sick yesterday.
Yeah, and she was even, thank you so much, she was even laying on the couch.
Yeah.
And I thought she was going to throw up just sitting there because she was bent over by the trash.
So my buddy writes me and goes, dude, I've been mountain biking my whole life. I've had poison oak a dozen times. Mm-hmm. Tell Sarah to take the steroid.
Yes.
It gets rid of the poison oak.
From the inside out.
In a day, it'll be gone. So I texted her and said that. I told her, look, I have a friend. He's never had the side effects happen. Mm-hmm. I'm just passing it on. Right after that is when she said, okay, I'm going to do it. And then right after that, she texts, I almost fell down at the pharmacy. And I don't really know how those are. They're not related. They can't be.
Is that a side effect,
Easy?
Of poison oak?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think she just wasn't feeling well, is all. I think something is kind of going around
here. Might be. She goes pretty hard on the weekend, too.
That's true.
That's true. Like, she doesn't rest too much. She says, hi, guys. There's something up with me. I don't know if it's a flu or what, but I just walked down to the pharmacy to pick up the steroids. I almost fainted. Super embarrassing. I just feel completely out of it. Unless something radically changes, I can't come to work like this. She goes, I couldn't form a sentence when I was talking to the pharmacy guy and my vision was closing in.
Okay, so should we bet whether or not she's going to go to the doc, or will she sit at home and hope it just passes?
She'll sit at home.
Yeah.
Now that she has the steroids. Like, one thing at a time, people. So...
All right. So check this out. This goes back a couple days. So on Sunday, we got a text from the lady that watches my kid. And she said, one of the kids that came on Friday has the chicken pox. And we're like, what? Who gets that anymore? Except that there are a lot of parents that are skipping vaccines these days.
Right.
Because they've decided through their own research that it's the cause of autism or whatever else.
Sure.
So that's something people are doing. I don't know if that's what these people did, but the kid came to daycare with the pox. So I'm already like, oh man, you know, and our kid's been vaccinated, but still you can get, I guess the vaccine helps. You won't get as bad a case.
Oh, great. So it doesn't eliminate
it. But it doesn't eliminate it. So we're already like, oh, man.
On the lookout. Are you checking her out every day?
Well, yeah. I mean, what can you do? It's already happened. So then yesterday, I'm on the treadmill just trying to get some exercise. And that's when the texts are flying about Sarah saying, oh, I'm sick. And then you're texting me going, hey. Oh, man. It's
so what's up, Vinny?
My watch is going burp, burp, burp. And then the missus texts me and goes, one of the kids on Friday that went to daycare has lice. And I'm like,
oh.
The pox and the lice.
Oh, what's worse? They're both really bad. The lice might be worse.
The lice, you can shave their head, I guess.
Well,
pox is just
if
like...
If your kid's not a total girly girl,
which yours totally is.
So there's no shaving
I
that
I could
hear
the crying
head.
Already.
Well, she doesn't know.
Justify
so we didn't make a big scene about it because there's nothing she can do, and we sure don't want her to lose her mind. I was losing my... Like, I am not staying here tonight.
You're like, hi, hotel.
How
hi,
do I get...
Fairmont.
I will brave whatever to not get the... And I don't have any hair, so I guess I don't have to think about it. But, yeah, so lice. I remember that happened when I was in second grade. Some kid had it.
Yeah.
And everyone avoided that kid. Like, now that I look back, I think... That was probably really hurtful to that kid. That
everyone
they got...
avoided him since.
Well, at the time, everyone like backs
so
away.
So once the breakout was done, did they come back?
I
to
think
him?
So. Sure, it was a lady or a little girl, actually.
Lice girl from then on.
But
yeah, it's
that's messed
pretty gnarly.
Up.
But but you're a kid. I don't even know what lice is. You don't know if it's like gonna jump on you.
Crabs
or...
on your head, right?
Yeah.
Basically, I kind of knew it happened to us when we were in school. Probably.
You had lice.
Yeah, I believe so because of my. I remember my mom getting the shampoo.
Yeah.
And the comb that comes little, with it.
It's a very fine comb.
Yeah, no, I have it.
Difficult.
Hair. Yeah, picking it out of my hair. So, yeah, I believe I did. A lot of the kids did.
Yeah.
I don't know who started it. Well, it might have been me. I don't know. I don't remember. But they didn't cut my hair. They just.
They just shampoo clean, it.
Yeah.
And take it out.
Medicate.
With
yeah,
the...
all that stuff.
So that's
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah, I didn't feel like it was a big deal when I was a kid. It's like, okay, you know, everyone's
well,
got it. Well,
when you're a kid, and all this stuff passes, too.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. You realize as a grown-up, like, all the stuff that goes into making a kid's life sort of cruise.
Yeah.
Jesus, parents put up with a lot
so
of crap.
Much. Yeah.
To get this kid to any kind of, even just to get him to school.
Just
first...
Yeah, just normal life is
is hard enough.
Aye, aye, aye.
So you checked her for the pox and
so
for the lice?
So the, well, the pox is just a wait. I think there's like a 2-week incubation period, so we're just waiting. Okay. But the lice was tear everything off the beds, vacuum everything,
oh
wash everything, and that's just to start.
Mm-hmm.
So that they were doing that at 8:30 when I went to sleep in the guest room last night. I was just I gotta
go.
And Sarah's bagged out, and I mean, what's with all the chaos?
You cursed us last week when you said, you know, when we're just cruising along.
I swear!
We were cruising!
That's exactly what I was thinking is, man, you guys are ruining my free flow. All this crap that's going on around here.
God throws stuff in just to mix it up a little bit. Want to keep you on your toes, everyone.
Yeah, so...
Keeping us on our toes.
So when I got up this morning, my kid was up. I'm like, what are you doing? Playing?
On her bed or
no, downstairs in the rec room with the light on playing. I'm all right.
By yourself?
Yeah.
You
by yourself.
Mom's sleeping, huh?
It just seems like she can get into trouble.
Well, probably, but
well,
I have to give
home.
Her
would
have
been
work.
Like, get your you march your little
she's
butt
in the
back
house,
up to your
it's
room.
Safe, you know.
I don't
know. She
in
can
on
still
her.
Open doors and
she
do
didn't
stuff.
Have any knives. She was playing with toys.
There wasn't any fire.
I look in. I'm like, what are you doing, honey? She's all, just playing. All right.
What was she playing?
I was looking for her little My Little Pony toys. Digging through. You know, it's pretty funny to watch a kid who decides, I need to get this one toy. Mm-hmm. And in the process, every toy comes out.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. They're just all flying.
Kind of like you're looking for that one dress.
Whatever.
Or a pair of shoes.
She does that too. Anyway, so not to get into all that, but that was sort of where I was at was like, oh my God, Sarah's down.
Mm-hmm.
I might have the pox in the house or the lice at the same time. So I watched the Sixers basketball game. They lost, by the way. And the Warriors play tonight. But that was sort of what I was doing as all the stuff was going on around me. I was like watching a little basketball. This isn't going to be good. I mean, it'll be good today. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, it should be good.
We're just going to party.
Hey, 415 says, except that the shampoo doesn't work anymore. They've become immune. They're now super lice.
Oh.
You have to go to the lice places now. Cost you at least $250 to get rid of it. What are the lice places, 415?
So check this out. The missus mentioned a lice place last night. She goes, I wonder if it's too late to go to the lice place. And I was like,
she said that.
Yeah, and I go, I'm sure they got to be open late. This is an emergency. Huh. But I don't think that they were. So there's a place you go where they'll, I guess.
650 says for lice, there are lots of places to go and have them checked out. $25 to check and $100. Easier to take her someplace. There's also salons, I guess, you can go to.
Yeah, it's a thing. I didn't know.
They have places like hair fairies that treat it for $90. $90 an hour. Someone says to put her hair in a ponytail or a braid.
It's in a braid right now.
Wow, that's a whole thing.
Because the missus is pregnant, she's automatically like looking up, can I even use the stuff that they...
Oh, right.
Because her thing was, she's writing me. I'm telling you, my text was from ballet. She's texting me. She's going, I totally used this kid's hairbrush this morning. Like, we were sharing hairbrushes this morning. So I've got lice. If she's got it, I've got it. And I was like, oh, that is too bad. I am so sorry to hear that.
Bye.
It totally sucks to be you. I'm just trying to breathe hard for a few minutes over here on this treadmill. Please stop texting me. Oh.
Wow.
Anyway, so I'll let you know about the whole lice place, and maybe I'm getting texts on my personal phone now that people have dealt with this, so I guess it is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I remember Rose got it in elementary school, and everyone was
that was the
Rose.
Oh, poor thing.
I know, right? That's now I look back and go, God, kids, we don't even know. I didn't know, but I knew to stay away from Rose for a minute there.
Well, I'm kind of tripping out right now that I'm wearing Sarah's headphones. I feel like I should swap them out because they're poison oak. You know, I thought about it. I looked and I'm like, oh man, maybe I should change these.
Well, don't you have the steroids for the gout?
No, I haven't gotten that yet. That was Ellie's recommendation. I was figuring that once it flares back up, I'll go and get that steroid shot if need be.
Oh, next
So it's
time.
For sure going to come back?
Well, it's hereditary. I think it's going to come back. It's in my genes. My brother's got it. My dad has just got it really bad.
Mm. Like,
you can't lay off the food that causes it, though?
You know,
his whole diet.
I'm doing better. Look,
Shot.
I'm walking around and I'm not limping, right? I feel okay.
For the moment.
Human, don't look at me like that.
We're so stupid.
I think that's a good question. I think
it's a very legitimate question.
Can you lay off the food?
I do lay off most of the. I don't eat as much red meat. You know, I eat a lot more vegetables than I normally like to.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a start.
How much?
I haven't gotten the gout yet. I mean, it comes up here and there, and then I have to drink more water. That's the main
What about
thing.
Cherry juice?
And are you doing that?
Yeah, I'm trying.
The water.
I'm trying to. Yeah, I try to like make a conscious effort because it's not easy. It's not normal for me to drink water all the time. I can go a whole day without drinking water sometimes.
So gout doesn't hurt that bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't gotten it in like a decade. So when I get it,
Wait, I thought you just had it.
Well, it kind of flared up. When it's bad, I'm saying get it as in like I'm bedridden. You know, I can't even get out of bed. So the time you saw me limping, it was kind of forming, I think.
Uh-huh.
But then
I reversed it.
I flexed on it and then it went away. But yeah, I'm going to change his headphones out.
All right, good idea.
I'm going to wear some interest.
Sarah's not here. Yeah. And we're going to do the show anyway. We are live. We appreciate it if you'd stay. It's kind of a burn on us to be here doing this thing.
We miss her, too.
I know,
everyone.
She's good, but, you know, do us a favor.
Dude,
we have a ton of stuff to give away. So that's going to be ugly. I mean, as in,
what?
I never do the contest, so they're going to be all over the place. Fleetwood Mac tickets, it looks like.
Yeah, coming up after this song, we'll do
Justin
those.
Timberlake tickets.
He's back. He just left, what, last week? He's coming back.
Clusterfest tickets.
3-day passes.
Charlie Puth.
Yeah, that's
tickets.
With our Cabo. You get those tickets for qualifying for a trip to Cabo.
And more. All right.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.